Hello, Clinton.
I will check.
I can start. I will start. So, there is a need, a more necessity in myself to deep the topic of what does it mean to be a man? And it just comes up because I'm in relation with my partner Eva, that she is on the path of like a really like becoming a woman, like a and working with emotions and anger and fear, and all of these things are like showing us we were living in like a numbness a lot. So this is one thing that I see. So a lot of things what I have gained till now as an adult, I was thinking, so this doesn't work. It is about like controlling my partner, controlling my environment, also controlling kids. And I find a lot of my child behavior in this that, yeah, so I'm safe if I have my time. And yeah. So one part is that relation with my partner is really like, I have no option than digger deeper, and at the same time, I have no option for myself because I see this doesn't work what I built for myself until now. And the second thing is I'm having two kids, like 3 years old son and 1 year old daughter, and like I don't want to copy this what like was my environment, what I was in my home as I was a kid. So, and I know this already that kids are mainly like learning through seeing their parents. So I have these three very strong need, like a very strong, like energies, like a me to grow, my partner and my kids. And so it leads me to this conversation with you. Like I asked you if we can do a conversation about how to build the man's like an inner structure, because until now I was building this structure like I was seeing what main men do. Even 1 year before, when we've been in a lab, I was like observing you. And okay, so I will like behave like you. But it doesn't work somehow, you know? It works in some way, but it's just a building of this. It's more like I'm creating myself, not I'm becoming like a, it's still with disconnection from myself, like I'm doing this. And yeah, so it's somehow very common for me to just beat myself, but I want to discover more how to like become myself, how to like create with connection with myself. Yeah.
How far are you willing to go to do this?
How far? Yeah, so for now, like it's about for like for me, for now, it's making the next step, like knowing what's my next step, and at the same time, like there is my life is shifting because we are moving from house to like a journey with my family, so I feel a lot of fear with this that the structure will be new. So basically, like I feel like there is no end, so I won't go as far as I can. Like I have this need in myself, like I will not stop. I will not stop. Like this is what I really feel. This is nourishing me to discover, to be more, to because this is like a connected to fulfillment. Yeah, so not end line,
Well,
say.
tell me the journey that you're moving to. What is the journey?
The journey is that we have a home here and we just selling everything. We are selling like a car, selling like bikes, everything from the house.
This is here in Poland.
Yeah, it's located in
Okay.
Poland. And our first destination is Bali, but we are already discovering, we already bought tickets. Like 2 months ago, and we already because we found a good like a kindergarten for our son there, but basically we are still like questioning this because we are now more aware about what's going on in New Zealand with this like a parent culture and like a family culture, and yeah, so this is the journey. Like we want to be with kids, we want to be with. And like another families, and we want to also bring ourselves to the world. In this, probably it could be connected to something with families, with kids, with relationships. And so we just like have these tickets bought on September this year. And this is the time we go, but maybe we'll change direction.
Thank you. I'm more interested in this conversation about a man building inner structure. And I can say that because I think everything else in your life will fall off or fall around your inner structure. In my viewpoint, modern culture has failed to provide a way for an adult man or woman to build an inner structure. And so I'd like to face into the failure for men in our case to try to relate or have a family or create a way to provide our services to the world with a failed inner structure. And first, I'd like to hear how you experience or define inner structure. Most people don't use that word. We have a whole website called innerstructure.mystrikingly.com, and we're working on it. It has some good stuff on it, but most people don't use that word. So what is that like for you when you use the word inner structure?
Yeah, so this is something that, like, this is how it is. Like, this is for me, it's like this is what drives my behaviors. This is what drives what I do. This is the need I have to, like, and it's still like from child, but it's I have to, like, I somehow. This is how I protect myself. This is how I like provide. This is like the mechanism that the mechanism, and at the same time, this is like the layer of reality for myself to relate with the world. And this inner structure shows me importance of the things and shows me the hierarchy of the things, that this is more important than this. So basically, this is what drives me. like to do something, to behave somehow.
How do you notice it in action? How do you detect that your inner structure is at work?
How do I detect? By results. By results, I detect because I see, because like this is the first thing I can see, like that shows me something. If I do something like I do, then my result is like this, and I check it with this. So this is result I really want to create, or this is result I don't want to create, and that is why. And this is the point I can like see, or I can start to dig, because I have this pain of creating these things that I want to do.
Yeah, there's this third category that you did not mention, and I'd like to mention, which is, these are the results I never thought of creating. These are the results I did not know that I did not know about. These are the results that are possible for me to create that nobody ever showed me before, or that I could not even imagine. And that also comes from inner structure. Having a sense of the vast potential of other kinds of results that I or you, you know, a man, person could create, having a sense of the unlimited, almost unlimited nature or vast number of possibilities or options that we did not know we had to choose from, that we could choose from these options to create those kind of results. Because what you said was, these are the results that I want to create, these are the results I don't want to create. Okay, well, there's this whole third category of results that you did not even think about. And not all of them are positive or wonderful. But as an initiated man, it comes to a place where all options are possible, rather than having the inner structure go, this, I want to create this, this, I don't want to create. It's having more options to choose from, and yet being able to choose the most valuable or the most appropriate out of so many options to choose from. But it requires an inner structure that does not, is not relative. It is not in relationship to the inner structure of your father, you know, in relationship to the inner structure of a man in modern culture, or the definition of a successful man in modern culture, or the, even a definition of a successful man that you found in a book or a website or a movie, you know, that like that kind of inner structure provides a role model. But then, like you said so clearly, trying to be like that blocks you from being you. It doesn't satisfy your presence in life if you're trying to copy a model that you found somewhere else. And so what I want to suggest is the possibility of casting away or casting aside your complete inner structure as it is now, to get an opportunity of starting over.
By word casting, do you mean like leaving
behind? To let go of, to throw away.
Okay.
Cast aside. To cast aside just means throw away. Mm-hmm. To let go of. To release it as, I mean, there's a possibility of radical responsibility for an adult, man or woman. And radical responsibility starts with no inner structure. Because if the inner structure has responsibility for your outcome, what you create, then you do not. And you are not radically responsible because your inner structure is. And so I don't know who's going to watch this conversation, and it takes a significant amount of support and a kind of matrix built in the being to hold the conversation that we're trying to have right now, because some people would be afraid of going crazy or being irresponsible if they have no inner structure. Most people use an inner structure like a book of rules or like a scolding father or mother. You must do this. You cannot do that. You have to do this. This is forbidden. And so we have this inner structure built out of our survival strategy, right? Everything that worked or did not work, we try to build it into an inner structure so we can survive. I'm talking of a completely starting over inner structure for adulthood, not based on anything that has gone on before. And so there's a way to understand that kind of inner structure using two other tools, I would say tools, but two other ways of being. One of those is called the sword of clarity. So I use a sword of clarity, which is, it's really like a real sword. It's really like it's an energetic version of a Japanese Boken practice sword. And so in my world, I have my sword out all the time. When I first started to learn about having a sword of clarity, it was in a training space. I was learning to be a trainer. And I found how valuable it was to make a distinction in a training space about this is different from that. This produces that result. This produces this result. If you don't have the distinction, you cannot tell what kind of result you're going to create. As soon as you make the distinction, you have a choice. Then you can choose using your sword of clarity. You can make boundaries. You can ask for what you want. You can navigate space according to your purpose and so on. So I was so happy to have this sword of clarity in a training space. And then I would go home to my family, put my sword away, and my family was a mess. And it took me some months, maybe even more than a year, to realize, to ask myself the question, why am I putting my sword of clarity away when I go home to my family? So I kept my sword out. I started to keep my sword out, even when I left the training space, and my life changed. So then I would go home, and the children, I would ask them a question, a yes or no question, and they would go blah, blah, blah. And I would say, I asked you a yes or no question, and I refuse to accept another answer. Not interested. I would say, it's time to go home. And they would do blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, look in my eyes. It's time to go home. Okay, Dad. In the car, we leave. So it's a completely different way of relating. I wasn't using force, wasn't using authority of being right. I was using a sword of clarity. I was being clear. This is a miracle. And then I would go home. I would go up to the bedroom with my wife, put my sword away on the shelf, and it was hell. It was insane. It took me some months before I realized, why am I putting my sword away when I get in bed with my wife? So I just kept I threw away the case. You know, it has a case on it. I threw it away. I just keep this out all the time. From training space to everywhere I go, in bed, sleeping, awake, everywhere, sword out. And then other things started to fall off. A lot of things started to fall off. Rules, started to fall away, started to just disappear. Rules didn't matter, because if I followed a rule, I was giving my authority away, my sword away, to an external authority. So with the sword, I gain agency. I also have radical responsibility for the outcome. Make a mistake, you get the results. My fault. There's no rule to blame, no inner structure to blame, any of that. And then, so this has been pretty transformational to live by the sword. And this is something a man gets to do. An initiated adult man gets to do. There's another tool that turns out to be really important and useful.
Clinton,
in
can
this
I,
case.
Can I ask you about this sword now? Because I have this.
Sure.
Yes, this sword will work like when I relate, but at the same time, like the most important for myself, like not even most, but as much important is like having sword on myself. And this is like what I coming is like maybe there's no other possibility to have this sword on myself than to have this support on like doing this with the team. Like I'm just like trying to like get this possibility, because I have this. I don't see what I don't see. So the thing is that I will be still stuck in this what environment don't see and what I don't see.
Well, look, it's your inner structure that blocks you from seeing. So when I say drop your inner structure, it means drop your inner structure. So you still think you're protecting something. You still think you are something. You still think you're supposed to be something. This is inner structure. When I say let go of that, I mean there's nothing. And you're talking about being yourself, right? You were talking about being yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me yourself.
Now.
Yeah. When else is there?
Yeah. So there is a joy of having conversation with you. And there is a, like this, like, I'm scared to have this conversation with you also. And
show me yourself. Point to it.
Point to it?
Yeah. Point to it.
Yeah, so the point is that this is important thing. Like this is important for me now, doing this, sitting with you, like sitting in this conversation, like
if I ask you to point to your archetypal lineage talisman, can you do that?
Yes.
Go ahead. All right. If I ask you to point to the wall, can you point to the wall?
Yeah.
Do it. Go ahead. All right. Point to yourself. I see a physical body.
Yeah.
I see an energetic body. I see an emotional body, an intellectual body, and an archetypal body. Where is yourself?
It's all this. It's like a. It's like I connect all these layers.
What a mess. What a mess. You're going to call that mess yourself? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like for now, I'm connecting to this part that is like a calm, that is light, that is, I don't know, this is like that I gain power from there.
So you're talking about sensations right now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not talking about your sensations. I'm talking about yourself. Do you know what Aberglaube is in German? You know that word?
No.
Do you know this belief about if a black cat crosses your path, you will have bad luck?
Yes, I know this.
It's called a superstition. Do you understand the word superstition? Have you heard that?
Superstition is like the belief or something like this.
Yeah. If you break a mirror, if you spill the salt, if you walk under a ladder, et cetera, et cetera. All these old superstitions. The number 13, whatever. So, what is a superstition before it is a superstition?
Yeah, it's just what it is. It's just walking the cat.
Yes, the truth. We think it is the truth. We think it is the way of things. So modern culture, whatever culture you are in, holds something that it did not yet recognize as a superstition, did not yet see as a superstition, called yourself. Trying to improve yourself, show yourself, be yourself. And it's easy to understand in the mind until you start really thinking about it. And then you start thinking, well, where is this self that I'm supposed to be? So, having an inner structure, these are thoughts, these are rules, these are beliefs, these are commitments. It's a structure about, oh, like you said, the way to relate to the world is your inner structure. And you tried to get it from the school, your parents, your father, your mother, your relatives, your friends, your role models, your books, whatever. You try to build an inner structure to be good or successful or bad and or unsuccessful, or to be dangerous or to be nice. Try to build an inner structure so that you have a certain result. But what you've been discovering is that's all fake. It's all an illusion. That inner structure, trying to live according to your inner structure, makes you dead because you're copying something else and not rewarding. It's not satisfying. And then you have an inner structure, but then you have these side behaviors that do not match your inner structure. Your gremlin comes out, it lies a little. It cheats a little, it steals a little, makes a little deception, does not keep an agreement. So here you have your inner structure. You think, okay, I'm going to be my inner structure. And then you get angry and you try to hit somebody or scream at your kids or kick the dog or throw a plate or you yell and go, gosh, where did that come from? Did not come from my inner structure. Well, where did it come from then? Well, I don't know. It doesn't fit in my self-image, my inner structure. It comes from somewhere else. Probably it won't happen again. And then it happens again. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So if you are relying on your inner structure to manage your world, you're too slow and too dead. And this is an adolescent stage of human development. You know, the children, we cannot be responsible as a child. So the parents are supposed to be responsible around us. And we get to be a teenager, adolescent, a teenager. And then we're starting to do experiments with different kinds of responsibility, different kinds of ways to relate to the world. So we build in our inner structure and we start checking things out, what works, what doesn't work, what do we like, what don't we like. And we have this inner structure. And for modern culture, that's it. We have no further development ever after that in modern culture. We are not initiated into adulthood.
Yeah.
So you have a world full of unconscious gremlins. All this stuff is coming out. It's a crazy world out there now. It's killing the world. It's killing life on planet Earth. It's a huge problem because our culture has avoided authentic adulthood initiatory processes. And then you start asking a question. Well, I notice I have an inner structure. What's the best inner structure I can have to live as an adult man and be myself? Well, the self that you're trying to be does not exist. It's a superstition. And if you have an inner structure, then you cannot have radical responsibility because your inner structure has responsibility, not you. Besides that, it's too slow. And besides that, it doesn't not encompass your underworld. It does not encompass your gremlin and your unconscious purposes.
Now I feel it's not possible to relate with the world having this. It's, you call it, it's too slow. It's because I'm not seeing this. I'm just, you know, like I have a filter to this. So I not see this and I relate it to this and I exaggerate this. So it's not like the real world. I'm
right. Yeah.
And with this, what you said with this superstition, I felt this. It's if I have no inner structure, then I'm witnessing this. And this is what I'm feeling right now, to have no inner structure, to just witnessing this, what is, and not identifying myself on this level that is important for me. Like this is important for this identity I created. And with this, like I have this feeling of just being here and witnessing, and it's like a, yes, the first step for myself, it's just staying in this state as long as I can, or just, you know, being in this state. And but from my, what I now, I have this fear of, so what I do? Do I just witness?
You well, know. Where do you get this word witness? Where do you get that?
Because it's just witness. It's just so it's just like it came with this cat, this superstition. This was what you said, and I just seeing this, and that's it.
And yeah, who is seeing? Who is witnessing?
It's like the consciousness of myself. And yeah.
The consciousness of yourself. But we're talking about the self being a superstition. So then it would not be the consciousness of yourself.
So I call it like a consciousness of
my. Well,
being.
Then,
yeah.
If you are noticing, or if you are witnessing, right? Who is noticing that you are noticing? Because you notice that you notice.
Yeah, I it's like I already identifying somehow with some level of myself.
Where did you get the word identifying? So I did not say that.
Identify, because I said identify because I see how I identify with my level of relating with the world.
Yeah, but that's your inner structure. You know your inner structure.
Yes.
Yeah, so who notices that you are noticing? Because you said that. You said, I am witnessing. Yeah, but who witnesses that you are witnessing?
It's another witness.
What a mess.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is in charge? So Wojciech, who's in charge of that mess? Who is in charge? Who's the boss? Who runs the show?
Yeah, it's, for now I feel this, it's still, I decide what to do with this.
I. Yeah, which I?
As wide as I can. Like it's somehow like a, yeah. As.
We have different parts, you know. You get different
you mean
identity,
being,
different.
You mean being? The name.
You said I.
Yeah.
And I said which I?
Yes, this identify this I with the being, and still like it's I from myself doesn't believe I can be being truly.
Whoa. So look, you're using the word self again.
Yeah.
And now on top of that, you're making I myself said that. Well, what is that?
Yeah, I believe this is being, but I have this mental connection.
Wait. Now you're working on the word belief. Just
yes.
Added the word belief. So you're a Catholic now? You're Christian or Muslim or
no.
Buddhist? You have these beliefs now.
Yeah.
Talking about beliefs.
I said this because I'm connected to this on my mental body, and I'm like I have little sensation on my energy body to connect this. That's why I feel like it's like I'm stuck, you know? And this is
yes.
The little I, you know? This is the little I that's saying this. And I'm stuck on just experiencing this, what I am.
You're stuck experiencing what you are. So our conversation is about what will it take to step into being a man in a world that gives us no path, no initiations, no role models, no support, no future. You know, it's killing the future. How can you become an adult man in that kind of a world? And you're throwing a lot of stuff around, like beliefs and identities, like I and myself and witnessing. And so we're looking at what you've built your world out of so far. So before I was talking about using a sword. I was just having a sword, just using a sword, the sword of clarity. That's what I was talking about. And you said you wanted to ask some questions about the sword.
Yes.
What questions?
Yeah, from this point where I am now, after I asked this question, I just see this to experiment with this sword, because what I was asking this question, I was wanting to go farther through this using sword. And what's next? And from this discovery, for my feeling of what I am now, it's just working. So I have no question.
So it turns out another device is useful. And that device is called the bullshit detector. Bullshit detector. Because the mess that you have presented to me, this mess of this inner structure and identification and myself and all of that, beliefs, all that, the people that you meet with, they all have the same big mess. They're going to come at you with a mess. They bring you a mess. And you have your sword out. But what good is a sword against bullshit, except to say that it's bullshit? And so that's where this bullshit detector is useful. So what percentage of what people bring you in your ordinary life, in going along living, what percentage of what people bring you is bullshit?
It's like 98, 99%, or even more.
Okay, but are you regarding it like that?
Regarding what?
Are you treating it like that? Do you understand that that's
No,
what it is? You're
I'm
not
just,
naming it.
No, I'm just. No, I'm not naming this. I'm not naming this from this state. I was naming this from my identity.
Right, which is a completely different perspective on bullshit. It just means you don't like it or you disagree with it. I'm saying it's bullshit. It's a very different thing.
Yeah, I have this joy because first time now I felt what does it mean to what bullshit means.
So here you are, surrounded with people that you may love, who you may need to interact with professionally or personally, and they're bringing you, they're representing you with bullshit. They're raining you with bullshit. You know, it's a cloud of bullshit comes to you. And you're trying to interact with that with an inner structure that you've been trying to develop. And it's a mess. And you're trying to grow up. You're trying to be a man. You're trying to discover what it is to be a man or a person, an adult person in the world that gives you no support. And if you walk in the world, it gives you noise, it gives you bullshit noise, distractions, trying to convince you and manipulate you and hypnotize you into belief systems and laws and advertisements. Trying to take your money and take your attention, take your time, eat you. And you're trying to work with that and trying to grow up and be a man, show up in the world because you have a job to do. You've got an archetypal lineage talisman, which is a message to your archetypal lineage saying, hey, I'm preparing myself to be the space through which my archetypal lineage can do its work in the world. And your archetypal lineage says, well, you're getting a little old. You're taking a pretty long time to prepare yourself. When are you going to be ready? We've got jobs for you to do now, and we're waiting. And you're trying to figure out your inner structure. See if it's good enough that makes your wife happy and your kids happy and your boss happy and your clients happy and your neighbors happy and the government happy. You're trying to make everybody happy. And putting your archetypal lineage on hold while you prepare yourself. Because you think you can have an inner structure that's developed fine enough that you can manage to control your kids and your wife and your time and your energy and your attention and manage all that so that maybe on the side, you could maybe do a little work for your archetypal lineage. What a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, I see now it's clearly I was upgrading my inner structure rather than just being. Yeah.
So you think you understand now?
It's not like I feel I have this feeling of and energetically I just sensing this, what this is about, what was my like a will. I was upgrading my inner structure to better, and according to bullshit, I was like not able to see. I was not wanting to see.
Yeah, nobody tells us this stuff. Nobody shows us how to do this. There's no method. And it is not about being. I did not even talk about being. So it's not about being. I don't know where that comes from. Some religion, another kind of religion, belief system. What I'm talking about is a sort of clarity and a bullshit detector. And it's mostly bullshit. So mostly bullshit, you can let it slide by. It's not relevant. You have stuff to do. You have things that need to happen. Creating things. Most things out there is bullshit. You have stuff to do with your sword of clarity. The inner structure, forget it. It's too slow. Will never be perfect enough. Does not include the underworld. But if you're not hindered by the inner structure, if you're not trying to figure it out according to your inner structure, then you get access to all three worlds. Then you get access to the underworld. Then your gremlin cannot fool you by doing shit on the side, by letting things leak out sideways, because there's no inner structure to escape from. All you got is the sword, and the sword, like you said, has two sides. Sword towards you, sword towards out there. So the gremlin can't get away with anything, nothing, not even thinking. What are you swallowing down? You're swallowing a lot. What is that feeling?
I was doing a lot of rage last days, and still I have this
Okay, you didn't answer my question.
Yes, what I'm swallowing, okay. Yeah, it's like I'm swallowing fear.
About?
Swallowing fear about like have this sensation that I'm having now with you to keep this sensation of what is bullshit and what is not. And now I see it clearly. I have a fear to maintain this state I am now.
Because
I don't want to go to this bullshit anymore. And I feel joy and I can come back to our conversation.
So it's expensive to go in the bullshit. It's expensive. It will cost you time, energy, money, feelings. It'll cost you. I'm not saying it's good or bad or right or wrong, but there are consequences. Your gremlin loves certain parts of the bullshit. Your gremlin does. You can learn to bring your gremlin at your side to hold the sword and detect bullshit. And there's a third thing I want to tell you about. Because if you have a sword and you have a bullshit detector, there's not so much life there. Not much love is happening. You get that? It's a sort of clarity, bullshit detector. Where's the life?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the life comes from improvising. Do you know that word?
Yeah. Yeah,
Tell
it's
me about it.
like, sorry?
Tell me about that word. Tell
Yeah,
me about improvise.
improvising, it's how I'm dealing with this bullshit. It's how I'm dealing with this bullshit. It's how I making my life fun and fun, not just fun, but just alive through having these two tools. So this is improvising, that it's just fun. This is what I like, what I also, yeah. This is the sensation. What are you having? This is how I see also you doing this high level fun, connecting to this, and other people that having this quality are doing. It's just making the life alive and not so serious. Yeah. And it's important for me because I have this. Like this my identity, this inner structure has this lot of parents, and from this state I was upgrading my inner structure, so I have this feeling of this I forgot this word in English, improvising with this just. This is the doorway to nourishing myself, environment, my kids, my partner.
So love will thrive with your wife or your partner and your kids, your family. So your partner and your kids, your family will thrive when you are a yes, when you become a yes for them, not for their gremlin and not for their inner structure, not for their being, just a yes for them, for their evolution. And so when the kids say, "Dad, I want an ice cream," you can go, "Yes, let's make ice cream. Did you ever make ice cream before?"
Yeah.
So your kids know how to make ice cream?
Not really. Like Leo, I was like, he was about like I did 3 times since he was young, and he don't know for this year time. Yeah,
Yeah, it's too early. It's too early. Your kids are 3 and 1. How old are they?
3 and 1. Yeah,
So
but
that's too
three is
early.
already.
I get it.
He's doing things.
Still too early. Still don't rush them. Do not rush them with this. But you can still, like, for example, when I had my daughters in my arm and they were a 1 year old, could not talk, could not walk, but I would have them here facing out. And I would notice where their attention goes. So their attention goes to the refrigerator. We walk over to the refrigerator. They put their hands on the refrigerator and their feet. They try to bite the refrigerator. Then their attention goes to the door. We walk to the door. They know the door can open. So I bring them to the door handle. They try to make the door handle go. It doesn't work. I kind of help them open the door. And then it goes outside. Their attention goes outside. This is called being a yes. It doesn't mean give the gremlins what they want. It's not what this means. It means like, so evolution, like your kids, they're too young for actually taking responsibility for building and making stuff and going places. And when they're 5 or 6 or 7, yes. 7, 6, 7, 8, then it's like they can start building and making things. And so you can be a yes all the way up to there. And then they get what it means to be a yes. And then they will be a yes for you. See, right now, you're a no. You have rules, you have infrastructure, you have things are supposed to be a certain way, the house should look a certain way, and you have this inner structure, and then you say, no, no, stop, it's too loud, not loud, it's all this, you can't go there, put that back, it's all this no. So this is a completely different way of being with your partner and your family, and even with other people. And you're not giving your center away, because you have your archetypal lineage that has jobs to do. You have your sword, your bullshit detector, and you're improvising what you need to do.
Yeah. This improvising still is bringing a lot of joy, because it's like a thing that I was missing a lot. And
do you like cleaning toilets? Do you like cleaning toilets?
I don't.
Do you like taking the garbage out? Do you like
I do.
Fixing?
Yeah.
Okay. There's things that you don't like to do. And so part of improvising is being able to do things that you don't like to do in a way that brings life to them. So it does not have to be done the way your father did it or your mother did it or society does it. You could create your improvising. And so you improvise, like you said, that brings nurturing. I think you said nurturing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nutrition. So look, if you get what we're talking about, your world's going to fall apart. And I wrote back and forth with you a little bit before I said, okay, I will have this conversation with you. And I know you a little bit. So I know that you have enough to still be there when your inner structure falls apart. So I was willing to have this conversation with you now, because there will be something there even when your inner structure falls apart and you don't know who you are anymore. And the world does not look the same like it did before we had the conversation. So I'm trying to let you know, and also to anybody who's watching this conversation, that if you get this, if you don't get it, don't worry. You just aren't ready to get it. If you do get it, your world will fall apart. There will be nothing left. What a great thing that is. Have that much nothingness to work with. What a great thing that is. And so, but you will feel things. You will feel the fear that you were talking about. You will feel grief for spending so much time and energy in the service of trying to build an inner structure that's complete bullshit based on other people's bullshit. It's bullshit piled on top of bullshit for thousands of years. That's what our inner structure is. Adulthood initiatory process starts when your inner structure, like a sandcastle at the beach, starts just washes away with the waves. So there's just nothing. That's where adulthood initiation starts. Then you start having space. There's enough nothingness and space to start showing up in. But if your space is occupied by an inner structure, there's no place. And what I'm saying is, when that's happening, let it happen. So you may need to sleep for a few days. You may need to run, you know, for 10 kilometers. I don't know. You may need to just cry. Just tell your partner, tell your family, look, I'm fine. I just need to be sad about some stuff I'm letting go of, et cetera, et cetera. And you're in a perfect phase of your life right now where you're shifting from being stuck in a structure like a house, like you said, and a car, and you're selling all that stuff and moving into this more fluid way of being on planet Earth. So it's a great time to do this. Do you have any questions or comments right now?
Yeah, so my comment is that I'm happy already. I was building this. I was like relieving myself from many things, and I'm already on some already place that I feel like immediately I can start. I'm able to start. I'm having this time. And I'm having this support from a team, from people. And this is brings me, yes, I feel a lot of joy and still a lot of fear, but the joy is about, yeah, I can start immediately.
Listen, don't expect other people to join you right now, to do the same process with you right now. You said you're on a team. Is it a three cell or you have a possibility team? What kind of team?
Yeah, I have my partner. I have three cell. I have gremlin three cell. I have this decontamination. Great. So, and EHP, like group on Telegram.
The dojo? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, super. Great. But do not expect them to join you in this process. All right? They can hold space for you. They can support you. They can listen to you. They can be with you. Don't expect them to join you. Because, and don't try to convince them to join you. Don't try to say, well, that's just bullshit. You know, do you see how much bullshit that is? You know, or just use your sword of clarity, whatever. Don't try to convince them. This is a special time and a special conversation for you and whoever watches this and gets it. But don't try to convince them, okay? They can still support you and be with you even though they don't get what's going on.
Yeah.
And when it is their time, it will work.
And with this not convincing, I see a lot of possibilities to really this improvising and you know, using different possibilities to handle this, to be in like an integration with myself and allow another people to be as they are. Yeah, thank you so much, Clinton.
Anything else right now?
Yeah, I just want to share. I didn't expect this. Where I am now.
Yeah, that's why it was possible.
Sorry?
That is why it was possible. That you did not expect it.
Yeah, so there is no more for now.
Okay. Let us stop the recording.